This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Ireland gets its money, but there are no smiles in Dublin today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's official. Late yesterday, European leaders announced a bailout for Ireland worth more than $112 billion. The hope is that the injection of cash will stabilize Ireland's banks and calm markets around the world. But it doesn't seem to be calming the Irish people, as Christopher Worth reports now from London.
This was the sound of demonstrators in the Dublin streets over the weekend. But as unpopular as the bailout is, the protests aren't about the European rescue package in and of itself.
Why are people opposed? You know, they don't want to shoulder the burden for private investors.
That's Brian Lucy, a finance professor at Trinity College, Dublin. People in Ireland may be embarrassed by the need for a bailout, but what they're angry about is unfairly paying for the mistakes of wealthy individuals who invested in Ireland's banks during the boom years. When the crisis began in 2008, the Irish government guaranteed those investors against any losses. That's why Ireland needs the bailout it's getting today. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Today in Cancun, Mexico, 192 countries start their annual conference on climate change. Over the next 2 weeks, delegates will try to rebuild momentum toward a global deal on carbon emissions after they failed to reach a deal last year. Let's bring in Marketplace's Eve Tro from our sustainability desk. She's in Cancun for the conference. Good morning, Eve.
Good morning.
So what's at stake for the U.S. at this conference?
Well, last year, President Obama swept in, and he helped broker this 11th-hour agreement. That was in Copenhagen. He won't be here in Cancun. Instead, Todd Stern is leading the U.S. He's the special envoy for climate change. He says the many climate change skeptics just elected into Congress won't change the way he negotiates. But they could actually have a drastic effect on climate change funding that the U.S. promised in Copenhagen last year. And, of course, anything the U.S. signs in Cancun has to be enacted in large part by that Congress as well. I talked to Eric Carlson at carbonfund.org. He says the U.S. should have stayed home.
I think at this point, the U.S. presence is a distraction and overall a negative. It's time for the international community to step up and cut a deal and get this done.
And Eve, set the scene for us. What is the feeling there on the ground so far?
Well, Mexico considers itself a leader for clean energy in the developing world, and it's really putting on a show to prove that. The conference shuttle buses are on biodiesel. There's this one huge wind turbine that we've been told is recently built, definitely supposed to be a symbol for climate change action. But it looks a little lonely standing there by itself. So the show goes on.
Okay, Marketplace's Eve Tro will be there for the show, and our sustainability page launches today. It's got more than 100 tips on reducing your energy and water use. Eve, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed around the world. European markets are down. Asian markets are up. Investors here in the U.S. will be focused on online shoppers today. It's Cyber Monday. The National Retail Federation says the big shopping weekend attracted 212 million Americans to physical stores. That's up almost 10% from last year. On a shortened trading day Friday on Wall Street, the Dow fell 95 points to close at 11,092.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, committed to customer choice and powering America's clean energy future through investments in natural gas, nuclear, wind, solar, and efficiency technologies. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who are trained to serve the unique financial needs of their clients at massmutual.com.
So maybe you got lucky and just spent the holiday weekend relaxing with family. Or maybe you spent the weekend cooking, cleaning, and raking leaves with family. Well, it turns out many of us are not getting rid of our leaves in a very green way. Let's bring in Amy Palangian. She's deputy editor of Ready Made magazine, and she's with us now from Des Moines, Iowa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What should people do? What is the most sustainable way to get rid of leaves?
The most sustainable thing you can do with leaves is to compost them. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to go all out and have worms in a bin and everything in your backyard. Most towns now will compost in their landfill, so you can have your leaves picked up, which is a great thing if you have a lot of them. But if you just have a few trees that drop some leaves, it's better to use them around your yard. There are really great biodegradable bags out there that you can put your leaves in. There's one from a brand called BioBags, and it will decompose whether you send it to a landfill or it gets picked up in the trash.
And what about a leaf blower?
You know, it's not really necessary, and they can add a lot of noise pollution and also exhaust into the atmosphere. So we much prefer using rakes. I mean, you get to enjoy the outdoors, and you get a little bit of exercise in the while you're at it.
If that's the sort of thing that you want, or you send your kids out there to do it for you. Amy, let me ask you this. How does the industry figure into this? I imagine that the plastic bag people and the leaf blower people have a stake in this fight.
There are more and more options of bags that do decompose. So I think that the industry is getting on board in a very green way. They want to make this as easy for people as possible. And with more municipalities composting and having efforts to be greener themselves, I think everyone has that goal in mind.
Do you ever stop over at the neighbor's house when you see them doing things the wrong way and tell them they'd be a lot more sustainable if they put their leaves in a compost pile?
You know, I actually saw my neighbors who had gotten their grandkids on board, and they were all out raking and putting their leaves in the paper bags provided by our town. So my neighbors are actually doing a pretty good job.
All right. Amy Palangian, deputy editor of Ready Made magazine. Thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
And finally, it looks like Cleveland Cavaliers fans aren't putting their money where their mouths are. Remember back in July when NBA star LeBron James angered fans in Cleveland by ditching his hometown to go play for the Miami Heat? Well, this week, LeBron will be back in Ohio playing the Cavaliers, and so far, no evidence of a boycott. In fact, tickets are on the popular website StubHub. They're averaging $234 a piece. That would be the most expensive regular season ticket in Cavaliers history. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Recession and recovery often make people yearn for simpler times, and that applies to the gifts we give during the holidays. Could be a season of homemade.
A lot of people are spending a lot more time at home, and they're getting back to an old hobby just so, you know, they're not so depressed listening to the news.
I'm Tess Vigeland, humorist Amy Sedaris on Handicrafts and More, next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.